I'd like to study the passage in John tonight.
请看约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
请读哈，在第。第四节
Verse 4 John chapter 9 verse 4 In Jesus' name I read As long as it is day We must do the work of him who sent me Night is coming When no one can work
这是主耶稣讲了一段话
These are the words spoken by the Lord Jesus
说趁着白日我们要做那差我来者的工
As long as it is day We must do the work of him who sent me
黑夜到了，就没有人能够做工。
Night is coming when no one can work.
我们来思考主耶稣讲的这一段话。
Let us ponder on the words that the Lord Jesus spoke.
从这一段话里面，我们可以看到，做工的急迫性。
From these words, we can see how it is urgent to do the work.
有时候我们觉得啊，我参与圣工有没有也没有关系啊。
Sometimes we might feel that it doesn't matter whether we participate in church work or not.
反正教会少我一个也没有少什么。
We feel if it's not lacking if I do not participate.
我没有做，其他的人也会做。
If I don't do the work, someone else is going to do the church work.
所以我们对做圣工没有一种急迫性。
We don't feel that sense of urgency when it comes to church work.
但是这一段圣经告诉我们，我们对服侍神做圣工要有一种迫切感。
But this passage tells us we have to ought to have this sense of urgency when it comes to doing church work.
为什么？
Why is that?
主耶稣在讲这一段话的时候，他是要医治一个瞎眼的人。
When Jesus spoke these words, he was about to heal a blind man.
我们知道人如果瞎眼是很可怜的。
We know when a person is blind, he's very pitiful.
神创造这么漂亮的世界看不到。
Because the beautiful creation of God is not seen by a person who is blind.
也看不到他所爱的人。
And he cannot see the people he loved.
也没有办法过正常的生活。
And he cannot lead a normal life.
所以主耶稣要医治他。
So that is why the Lord Jesus wanted to heal him.
为什么？
Why?
我们看第五章约翰福音。
Look at John chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
五章十七节。
John chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
主耶稣说，我父做事到如今，我也做事。主耶稣为什么会做事？是因为父在他里面做事。
Why is Jesus working? It's because the Father is working in him.
那我们就想，父就是神嘛。
We know the Father refers to God.
那神就住在天上，享受荣华荣耀就好了。
God dwells in heaven and enjoying the glory.
为什么神要下到人间来做事？
Why does God have to come in the form of a human to do work?
这不是一个很大的牺牲吗？
Isn't this a very great sacrifice?
就在天上享受天使给他赞美荣耀就好了。
He could have enjoyed the glory and praise from the angels in heaven.
那这个是神跟人不同的地方。
That's the difference between human and God.
人一旦往上爬就不想要下来。
When a man climb higher, he does not want to come down.
因为每个人都是看顾自己。
Because everyone's out to look for themselves.
但是神在很高的地方他要下来。
But God is in a higher place and he wants to come down.
因为他知道人的痛苦。
Because he knows the suffering and pain of each single person.
所以他要下来爱世界上的人。
He has to come down to love the people in this world.
来解决他们的痛苦。
To solve their problems and suffering.
所以神就借着主耶稣到这个瞎眼的家来做工。
So Jesus, God through Jesus, come to the house of this blind man to do his work.
结果在第九章，约翰福音第九章。
So John chapter 9,
十一节说，他去西罗亚池子，一洗就看见了。
This man went to Shiloh and washed, and he could see.
我们可以想象哦，一生都没有看见的人呐、啊，忽然间看见，那是何等的震惊啊！那是何等的喜悦。
We can imagine how joyful a person who has not, and has never seen anything in his life for the very first time is able to see.
啊，这个就是主耶稣做工的结果。
This is the results of the work that Jesus carried out.
今天为什么做工非常的急迫，有这个迫切性？
Why do we have, we ought to have the sense of urgency when it comes to doing church work?
因为虽然有很多人，大部分人眼睛是看到，但是其实是瞎眼。
Even though there are a lot of people with their sight that is normal, but in fact they're actually blind.
那这个里面的瞎眼比肉体的瞎眼更可怜。
This inner blindness is more pitiful than the physical blindness.
我们看使徒行传二十六章。
Turn to Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
使徒行二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse
16.
Verse 18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among them who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里啊，神差遣保罗到外邦人那里去。
Here.God sent Paul to the land of Gentiles.
就是神借着保罗要做工。
So through Paul, God is doing his work.
为什么？
Why?
因为叫他们眼睛得开。
So that they can open their eyes.
那眼睛开了，他就看到一个事实。
When they open their eyes, they can see a fact.
没有信耶稣活在黑暗里面。
That those who do not believe in Christ are actually living in darkness.
没有信耶稣是活在撒旦的控制之下。
Those who do not believe in Christ are living under the power of Satan.
没有信耶稣是活在罪里面，是在活在神的愤怒里面。
That they are living in sin and in the wrath of God.
没有信耶稣是没有希望的。
Those who do not believe in Christ does not have hope.
那如果这个眼睛没有开哦，很多人觉得说，哎，我活得很舒服就很好了。
If the eyes are not open, many of us feel like we're living very in pleasure and everything is good.
这是现在人的想法。
This is what the mentality of people in this world.
活得舒服就很好了，死就算了。
As long as I'm comfortable living, I can just die like this.
那我们要做工，就是像保罗一样，传福音让人眼睛能够打开来。
So when we do church work, we have to be like Paul to open the eyes of people.
打开了，我们才知道说信耶稣才进到光明里面。
And once their eyes are open, they know that they're coming into lightness.
才能够脱离死亡。
They can come into light and they can escape from death.
信耶稣才能够归到神的国。
To believe in Christ is to inherit the kingdom of God.
有平安，有喜乐。
That they will have peace and joy.
有力量。
That they will have strength.
不会被罪捆绑。
They will no longer be under the bondage of sin.
信耶稣才能够解决罪的问题。
When they believe in Christ, they can solve the problem of sin.
才能够解消罪性的捆绑。
They can be released from the bondage of sin.
那信耶稣才有希望。
When they believe in Christ, they have hope.
有来世的盼望。
They have the hope of eternal life.
这个就是传福音的紧迫性。
This is how urgent it is to preach the gospel.
我们周围的人。
The people around us.
我们的家人。
Our family.
我们的亲戚。
Our relatives.
如果他不认识真理。
If they do not have yet to know about the truth.
他们是瞎眼的。
They are blind.
而且这个日子一天一天过，我们人生一天一天减少。
As day goes by, our life is getting less and less.
什么时候这个机会要失去，没有一个人能够预测。
No one can predict when these kind of chances are being wasted.
所以我们要有紧迫性啊，来传福音。
So therefore, we have to ought to have the sense of urgency when it comes to preaching the gospel.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
The second point.
我们会来看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章的第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4.
这里说，趁着白天要做工，晚上来就没有人能够做工了。
Night, we have to do work when it is still day. When night is coming, when no one can work.
我们知道这个白天啊，时间一天过去，就是越来越靠近晚上。
We know as the days, daylight goes by, it's drawing closer and closer to the night time.
那在主耶稣那个时候也没有电灯，一到晚上就休息。
And when during Jesus' period, there's no electricity, so everybody will rest.
所以晚上就没有办法做工了。
So because it's so dark, no one can work.
那主耶稣在讲这个白天跟晚上又是指的什么？
And what does Jesus refer to the day and night?
这个可以指的整个时代来说。
This can be referred to the times, the present times.
当主耶稣还在的时候是白天。
When Jesus is around, it's the daytime.
主耶稣不在了，就进到晚上。
When Jesus isn't around, it enters into nighttime.
那今天来说。
When you speak of today.
如果我们看圣经的预言。
When we look at the prophecy of the Bible.
主耶稣要第二次再来。
Jesus will come again for the second time.
这个救恩的门会关闭的。
This salvation door will be closed.
救恩的门关闭，我们就没有机会做工了。
When the door of salvation is closed, we no longer have the chance to work.
人也没有机会再得救了。
And men will no longer have the chance of being safe.
所以亚伯拉罕不，这个挪亚去传警告。
When Noah was preaching the warning to the people,
这个是有一个时间性的。
There was a time limit.
就是神的恩典期。
That is the time of grace from the Lord.
好像你 credit card 这个账单寄来的时候有一个恩典期。
It's like when you
那一段时间你不需要付。
When you receive the credit card bill, there is a grace period for you to pay, and during that time you don't have to pay yet.
但是日子到你一定要付。
But when the payment is due, you have to pay.
那神的救恩有一个恩典期。
God's salvation and grace has a grace period.
但每一天过去，这个日子越来越短。
As the days goes by, it's getting the days are getting shorter and shorter.
所以等到那个时间结束了。
And when that time has passed,
人看到大雨下来了。
And people witness the pouring down of the flood.
他就想说，挪亚讲的话是真的。
They realize what Noah said was true.
那已经太晚了。
But it is too late.
那已经进到晚上了。
They have entered into nighttime.
没有救恩，也没有工作可以做了。
There's no salvation and there's no work to be done.
所以我们现在离开那个时间呢，越来越短。
So we're getting shorter and shorter of the time that is left.
如果我们对照圣经的预言跟我们现在这个世界。
If we draw a parallelism of the prophecy and according to today the on the present time.
我们就知道主耶稣再来的日子越来越短。
We realize that the days of Jesus coming is getting shorter and shorter.
那一天就没有工作可以做了。
At that time, there will no longer be any work.
那一天也没有救恩，救恩就结束了。
And salvation will end at that time.
我们看整个天灾、人祸、战争。
We have seen so many disaster, catastrophe, and wars.
这个就是马太二十四章讲的预兆。
These are all prophesied in Matthew chapter 24.
在提摩太后书里面讲道德的堕落。
And this, in 2 Timothy, it talks about the degeneration of the morals.
如果以圣经来标准来看。
From the standard of the Bible.
我们现在这个世代比索多玛那个世代还糟糕。
This generation is even worse than the time during Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以这个日子已经越来越少了。
The time is getting shorter and shorter.
所以做圣工是一种机会。
To do church work is actually opportunity.
主再来的日子就没有机会了。
Because when the Lord comes, there will be no chance.
所以有一个时代性，有一个急迫性在里面。
There's a sense of urgency in this present time.
有时候我们常常觉得说，好像日子还很多。
Sometimes we feel that there's still enough time, or the days are still longer.
其实看圣经看起来不是这样的。
But we know it is not in when we comes to the Bible.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Turn to John chapter 4.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
约翰第四章的三十五节。
John 4:35. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest?I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
这个地方主耶稣在讲很多门徒说收割的时候还有四个月
The disciples was telling Jesus, there's still 4 more months when it comes to harvest.
就不要说还一段时间
There's still enough time.
四个月120天慢慢来
We have 4 months, which is 120 days. We can take it slowly.
主耶稣说, 我告诉你啊, 你看庄稼, 已经熟了。
Jesus said, I tell you, the harvest is already near.
这个熟了就是要收割了。
When the harvest is ripe, we have to reap.
那收割是什么意思?
What does reaping mean?
如果我们看那个, 主耶稣讲的比喻,
if we look at the parable that Jesus said,
收割就是收割灵魂, 要进到天国。
Well, harvest means to reap souls to enter into heaven.
就是主耶稣再来, 我们灵魂要得救。
That is when Jesus comes again, our souls will be safe.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说, 还远啊, 还远啊。
Sometimes we feel that there is still enough time and still seems like a long time away.
所以我们一直注重, 今生的这种生活。
We've emphasized so much on how we want to live our life in this world.
好像挪亚那个时代, 整个头脑就想, 吃喝嫁娶。
Just like the time in Noah, all they think about is eat, drink, and be merry.
当然吃喝是神的恩典。
Of course, to drink and to eat is the blessings of the Lord.
那嫁娶也是神的恩典。
To marry, it's also grace of the Lord.
但是如果这个变成生活的重点, 这就有问题。
But if these things become the focus or the main reason that you live, there seems to be a problem.
那我们就会觉得说, 还很远。
Then we will be complacent and feel like there's still enough time and there's still a number of days to go.
所以这里说还有四个月。
Here it says there are 4 more months.
那主耶稣说庄稼已经熟了。
Jesus said the harvest is already ripe.
现在收割快到了。
And it's time to reap.
所以这是一个时代性, 我们要对这个时代有认识, 我们就会觉得做工的是很紧迫的一件事情。
So there's this moment that is critical and being urgent that we have to do the work of God.
那从个人来说,
from an individual perspective,
黑暗来到, 黑暗就是死亡。 死亡一来到, 你就没有办法做工了。
When the night arrives, it means death. And when the time comes, no one can work.
但是有时候死亡还没有到, 你老化了, 身体走不动了, 你就没有办法做工了。
But when before death arrives, we will start to age, and our body will deteriorate, and we can no longer work.
所以有时候我们看到一个人在立志, 我退休以后怎么做圣工, 当然这样立志也不错了。
Sometimes we see that people resolve to want to do church work after they retire, and this may not be a bad thing.
但是第一个, 我能够活到退休吗? 这个是第一个问题。
The first question we have to ask is, are we able to live until the time we retire?
那第二个问题,
and the second problem,
等我真的退休的时候, 我真的有那个身体来服侍神做圣工吗?
When we really retire, do we have this physicality or this strength to work for the Lord?
这个两个都是未定数, 没有办法我们掌控的。
These things are unpredictable and something that we cannot control.
所以我们在活着今天, 我们身体还很健康的时候, 精神很好的时候, 就是白天了, 要把握这个机会。
So while we are living in this world and when we still have the strength, we should grab hold of the day.
不要到后来才后悔了。
And in order not to regret in the later times.
我当初如果年轻的时候多做一点工不是很好啊。
We would think that if when I was young, if I could do more church work, wouldn't that be great?
做工是有紧迫性的。 是有时间性的。
So doing church work has a time, has a timing, and it's a sense of urgency.
所以白天过去, 晚上就来了, 就没有办法做工了。
Once the day has gone, nighttime will come, and no one can work.
第一个, 所以我们从这一句话可以看到 做工的紧迫性。
So from these words, we can see how it is urgent to do church work.
好，那我们现在再来看，回来看约翰福音第九章。
Look back at John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章,
John chapter 9,
第四节,
verse 4.
这里说, 趁着白日, 我们必须做那差我来者的工。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me.
这个差我来者的工, 是谁的工?
The work of him who sent me, whose work is this?
那个差我来者, 就是天上的神。
And the person who sent me is the Heavenly Father.
所以差我来者的工就是神的工。
To do the work of him is to do the work of God.
所以要把握机会来做神的工。
We have to grab on to the opportunity to do God's work.
所以这个差我来者的工就是在表示做圣工的尊贵性。
to do the work of God, it shows the prestigious of how we the God the work of God is carried out.
我们今天在世界上做工啊啊，如果收入很高，我们大家都觉得啊，这是好工作。
Today, if we work in this world and our salary is really high, we felt it is a good job.
有时候辛苦也没有关系，所以有时候一大早一大晚，一天做十几个小时，我们觉得收入这么高也值得。
And we feel we can put in a lot of our mind and effort, and do a lot of work, even knowing that the salary is really high.
但是其实我们在公司做工是在服侍人呐。
When we do a job in the company, we're serving people.
那如果收入很高，再加上职位很好，那我们就更感谢神了。
If the salary is high and the position is good, we ought to give thanks to God.
那在这公司里面，你感觉到一种被尊重的感觉。
In this company, we feel a sense of respect.
但是这还是在服侍人。
But still, we are just serving men.
这个价值是有限的。
And these values are limited.
那我们不知道做工的可贵，是因为我们对神的认识不够。
If we do not realize the value of our work, it's because we lack of the understanding of God's work.
好像当时主耶稣的世代啊，把宝石当作好像废土丢掉一样。
Just like at the time of Jesus, they treat the precious rubies just like something that's like trash.
主耶稣是一块非常宝贵的石头。
Jesus is a precious stone.
但是他看不懂。
But no one can see and understand that.
他就把他丢掉，把他杀掉了。
People tossed him away and killed him.
我们看这个第八章啊。
Look at chapter 8.
的五十八节。
Verse 58. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered. Before Abraham was born, I am.
这个有的英文哦 ，Before Abraham was, I am. 你那个是 NIV 吧？这个更简单了，非常有力量。
This is very simple, but yet it contains a lot of power.
就是亚伯兰活着以前呢，我就存在了。
It says that before Abraham was born, I was already alive.
这大家就听不懂了。
A lot of people cannot understand that.
你看起来不到五十岁。
You do not seem to be more than 50 years old.
亚伯兰是主耶稣以前2000年前的一个人。
And Abraham is a person who is before Jesus 2,000 years ago.
那怎么说还没有亚伯兰就有你啊？
How can Jesus say that before Abraham he was already alive?
听不懂。
They did not understand.
石头要打他。
And they start to pick up stones to stone him.
到底这是什么意思？
And what does Jesus mean?
这个 I am 就是神的自称啊。
I am means refers to the status or the description of God.
那个摩西问神，你叫什么名字？
When Moses asked God, what is your name?
神说我是自由拥有。
Jesus said, I am.
就是 I am, 英文就是 I am. 所以在圣经里面 I am 就是代表神。
So in the English translation, I am refers to God.
所以主耶稣虽然是人，当他用 I am 在描写的时候，他本身就是代表神。
Even though Jesus is physically in flesh, when he refers, I am, he refers to God.
所以这就是主耶稣的可贵。
This is the
the value. 尊贵。
This is the
尊贵 nobility.
Nobility of Christ.
请看第八章，约翰福音第八章。
Look at chapter 8.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
请读。
I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you would indeed die in your sins.
我看中文的这个基督有点点点，他原来的意思说，如果你不信我是 I am， 你就要死在罪里面。
So it says if you do not believe that I am, you will indeed die in your sins.
就如果你不相信我是神，你就会死在罪里面。
It says that if you do not believe that I am God, you will die in your sins.
所以主耶稣的工作就是神的工作。
The work of Jesus is the work of God.
这本身是非常尊贵的。
This has contains high status and nobility.
因此服侍神这不是 做圣工这不是做人的工，这是做神的工。
So to do church work is not the work of men, but to do God's work.
圣经里面我们看到以赛亚，神要用他的时候。
In the Bible, when we see God wanted to use Isaiah,
神先让他看到
God let him
see
how the angels serve God.
请看以赛亚书第六章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
这个第一节讲有两个王。
There's two kings mentioned here.
一个是乌西亚王。
One is Uzziah.
这是地上的王。
The king on earth.
那另外一个就是坐在高高宝座上那个王。
The other king is seated on the throne, high and exalted.
就是天上的神。
That is the heavenly God.
那这个天使啊，撒拉佛就在他面前在侍奉他。
And the angels were before him, serving him.
那他就讲圣哉圣哉圣哉。
They say holy, holy, holy.
结果神的荣光充满全地。
The whole Earth is full of his glory.
他一这样呼喊的时候，整个圣殿根基都在动。
And when they were shouting, the whole temple was shaking.
非常有荣耀，非常有权柄。
It's full of glory and full of authority.
这个就是撒拉佛所侍奉的。
These are gods that the seraphim worship or serve.
所以我们今天如果你能够侍奉一个总统，那你就发现哇，这极大的荣耀。
Today, if you were to serve the president, you know that it entails a lot of glory and prestigious.
但是乌西亚死的那一年，这个王啊会死的，他死那一年啊，神就呼召以赛亚。
But a physical earthly king will die, and the year that he died, he saw the other king.
所以第八节啊，以赛亚一听到这个呼召，他马上回应，我在这里。
So when Isaiah heard this, the voice of the Lord, he said, "Here I am."
我们人一生如果没有服侍神，这是一个最大的遗憾。
It will be a greatest remorse if during our lifetime we fail to serve the Lord.
没有赚到钱，没有遗憾。
If we do not earn enough money, we do not need to regret.
没有享受过，这个没有遗憾。
If we have never enjoyed, it is not something to be remorseful about.
如果我们很有意义，很有价值，这样在服侍神，这个就是最大的一生最有价值的一个生活方式。
But if we can have this opportunity to serve God, it is the highest form of our life.
因为我们所敬拜的这个神是荣耀的。
Because the Lord we worship is full of glory.
所以服侍神的价值是存到永远的。
The price to serve the Lord forever is really high.
地上的荣耀，地上的价值都会过去的。
The glory in this world will pass away.
有时候还没有死就过去了。
Sometimes even before they die, it is already over.
但是服侍人死了还不会过去。
But God, the one that we serve, will never die.
我们服侍的价值不会过去。
The value that we serve will never pass away.
所以每个人一定要想办法多做神的工。
Everyone has to try to find this opportunity to do God's work.
这样啊，我们的生命啊，才真的有尊贵性。
It is then that our life will be of value.
以西结先知啊，神要呼召他来做先知以前。
Before Ezekiel became called by the Lord to serve him.
神做什么事情？
What did God do?
我们看以西结书。以西结书的第一章
Ezekiel chapter 1
26节
Verse 26 Above the expanse over their head was what looked like a throne of seraphim, and high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man.
在第二章啊，神呼叫以西结。
In the second chapter, God called Ezekiel.
在第一章，神就把他荣耀的形象显给以西结看。
In the first chapter, God manifests the glory to Ezekiel.
说他看到那个宝座的形象。
He saw the likeness of the throne.
这个是人没有办法形容的。
And it is beyond description of any man.
所以二十七节简单的说，叫光耀好像金一样。
In a very simple term, the glow is like that of a metal.
那周围有火的形状。
It's full of fire.
然后有红的形状，二十八节。
And then it looks like a rainbow.
哦，那这就是神荣耀的形象。
This is the likeness, the image of the glory of God.
那这个以西结一看到这个，他就俯伏在地。
When Ezekiel saw this, he fell face down.
为什么伏在地？神太伟大了。
Why did he fall face down? It's because God is so great.
神太荣耀了。
God is full of glory.
那这个神显荣耀给他看以后，第二节才告诉他。
When God showed himself in a glorious way, he told Ezekiel in chapter 2.
说我要差遣你。
I want to send you.
做很难做的工作。
To do a very difficult task.
要叫以色列百姓悔改。
To ask to turn the heart of the Israelites to repent.
他们的心硬得像金刚石一样。
It is because their heart is as hard and like stone.
他们会反抗的。
Because they will rebel.
所以你工作会很苦。
And your work is going to be very difficult.
那为什么以西结到最后他把它做到完？
Why is it that Ezekiel is managed to accomplish what he was being sent for?
就是他看到神的形象。
It is because he saw the image and the likeness of Christ.
这个工作是有价值的。
That he can see there's a value in the work that he was about to do.
所以当我们对神认识越清楚。
When we get to know God more and more,
我们会越感谢神给我一个机会来服侍他。
We will give thanks that He has given us this opportunity to serve Him.
我们会感谢神，我们能够被神看重来为他受苦。
We will give thanks that He has saw something in us that we're willing to suffer for Him.
所以服侍神是有尊贵性的。
To serve God is full of prestigious and nobility.
我们一生一定要想办法多做一点圣工。
In your lifetime, you have to find the opportunity to do more church work.
这是神的恩典，这也是一种机会。
This is the grace of God and also an opportunity.
好，那我们再回来看约翰福音第九章。
Turn back to John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第四节。
Verse 4.As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
我们看英文有个 must, 那中文就是说必须。这个就是服侍神的责任性。你必须要做。
We see must as in this is a duty that we have to do.
这个必须就是表示说你不能说不要。
This must contains that you cannot say no.
这是一种责任。
It is a duty, responsibility.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say that?
我们现在看罗马书第一章。
Turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and to the foolish.
十五节。
Verse 15.That is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
这里保罗在讲啊，对希腊人或者是很发达的，或者化外人，就是不发达的、聪明的、愚拙的，我都欠他们的债。
Paul say that he is indebted to the Greeks and non-Greeks, the wise and the foolish.
欠债这个是不可以不还的。
When you owe someone something, you have to repay.
还这是一种责任。
To repay is a sense of responsibility.
所以主耶稣才说，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
So Jesus said, we must do the work of those who sent us.
我们是欠债的。
Because we are paying our debts.
为什么叫做我们欠债？
Why do we have old debts?
因为神爱我们太大。
Because God loves us so much.
所以我们从神得到这么多的恩典。
We have received so much blessing and grace from the Lord.
我们一生如果没有为神做一些事情，很难交代。
In our lifetime, if we have never done anything for the Lord, it is very hard for us to be accountable.
如果神没有为我们做什么
，If God does not do anything for us,
好像路边的人也没有为你做什么
，Just like the passerby on the street who has not done anything for you.
那他叫你做什么，你根本就不需要做。
When he asks you to do something, you don't feel obligated to do.
他也没有为你做什么。
Because the person has not done anything for you.
但是如果一个人为你死。
But if a person were to die for you.
他叫你为他做一点事情，你就没有办法说我不要，我不能。
It is hard to turn someone who has died for you when he asks you to do something.
我没有时间。
You cannot say I don't have time.
我不愿意。
I'm not willing.
我没有办法这样讲。
It's very hard to say things like that.
因为主耶稣为我们而死，这个 本身就是极大的债。
Because the Lord Jesus has died for us,
it
is the greatest, it is the biggest grace and biggest debt that He has paid for us.
他爱我们爱到为我们死。
He loved us till the point that He's willing to sacrifice and die for us.
那今天他要我们为他做工。
And today He wants us to do His work.
那为他做工其实也不是为主耶稣啊。
To do His work is not necessary for Lord Jesus.
是为他做工来救更多的人灵魂，能够让他们得救。
To do this work so that we can gain more souls.
好，所以保罗对这个有深刻的认识。
So Paul has a very deep understanding regarding this.
他说我做工，我不做，责任已经托付我了。
He said, the responsibility is on him, whether or not he's willing to do it.
我们看哥林多前书九章十七节。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me.
哦，这里说有一个 trust， 神对他有一个托付。
Here it says trust. God has entrusted him.
神选他有一个托付。
God chose him because he has to entrust him to do something.
所以今天教会来指定我们为教会做什么工作，这个就是神给我们的一个托付。
Today the church has appointed us to do church work. It is because God has entrusted us.
所以我们没有办法说我不做。
There's no way we can say we don't want to do it.
因为我们被教会托付的时候，责任就在我们身上。
When we've been entrusted by the church, responsibility lies in us.
那我们做就有赏赐。
If we do, we have reward.
所以做圣工啊，这是一种责任性。
To do church work is a sense of responsibility.
我们是还债。
We're paying our debts.
这个责任已经托在我们身上。
This responsibility lies in us.
最后，我们再回来看约翰福音第九章。
Lastly, let's look back John chapter 9.
约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse
4. 请再读。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
这个地方说，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，是我们。
Here it says, as long as it is day, we, it refers to all of us.
所以这是做圣工的团队性。
This is how doing church work can be communal.
主耶稣差遣工人两个两个出去。
When Jesus sent the disciples, he sent them two by two.
有时候一个人做圣工真的很孤单。
It seems that when one person is doing church work, he's very lonely.
那如果有两个，就有一个互相鼓励。
If there's two, they can encourage each other.
那更重要是恩赐不太一样。
And moreover, they have different talents.
有的人有布道恩赐。
Someone has the gift of evangelizing.
那有的人有牧养恩赐。
Someone other has gifts of pastoring.
好像保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌。
Just like Paul sow and Apollo water.
那这个如果做一个团队，那就非常好。
If this will become a team, it will be very good.
所以有的人很会讲道理，有的人有很多见证。
Some people can speak a sermon, and some people can testify a lot of experiences.
那这个两个合在一起，那我们的工作就活起来了。
When two of them combine with their effort, the church work will be alive.
所以做圣工是团队的。
So to do church work, it's communal and in a group.
所以从主耶稣讲的这一段话。
From these words of the Lord Jesus,
我们可以看到做圣工的紧迫性。
We can see the sense of urgency of doing church work.
也可以看到做圣工的尊贵性。
We can see how prestigious it is to do church work.
更可以看到这是一种责任。
And all the more, it is a responsibility.
最后，这是一种团队的服事。
And last of all, this is a spirit of group being worship.
所以我们还有不到三个月会有灵恩布道会。
Another 3 months, we will have a spiritual convocation.
我们大家来想，我能够为神做什么？
We can think, what can we do for the Lord?
在这个不到三个月里面，让我们全力的来预备这一次的灵恩布道会。
In the next coming 3 months, let us all prepare ourselves for this evangelistic and spiritual convocation.
求主祝福我们的工。
We ask God to bless our work.
来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
480.
480.